wonderful to be learning with the Share Arah community. And this week we are going to discuss in the Share Arah, Svarik Teshuvah of the Week, a very important Teshuvah from Rav Avadya Yosef regarding the timing of Selichot. The conversation has begun about to figure out how we're going to be handling Selichot this year. It needs a little flexibility and a little bit more of an understanding about the exact timing, when it should be done, what are the optimal times, what are the options, what are the times that we should never do it, and let's see how Rav Avadya addresses the issue. Now, very, very interesting is that Rav Avadya comes to disagree with a teshuvah from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Avadya Yosef generally really loves Rav Moshe Feinstein's teshuvot. In fact, when Rav Avadya's daughter was here at visited here in Teaneck, I remember discussing this with her, mentioning to her that I thought that her father was felt a very strong affinity to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and she said that that is correct. And but so it's usual that he will follow Rav Avadya, will follow Rav Moshe's footsteps, but here he does not. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked about a community here in the United States that had a where it was dangerous to conduct the Selichot at 12 o'clock, you know, not such great neighborhoods. He's asked in the 1970s, New York City, not such great neighborhoods, to where people are not comfortable going, for good reason, not comfortable to be going out at 12 o'clock, 12:40, 1 o'clock in the middle of the night for a Selichot. Well, is there any way, what about doing a little bit earlier, doing a 10 o'clock Selichot? Would that be acceptable? And Ramosha writes that really it's that it would be, and he writes, Rav Moshe writes in a Derech Hora'at Sha'a, temporary ruling, that it would be allowed because the Gemara never excludes it. Just the Achronim, based on the Kabbalah, say that it's not proper and it's not asur, it's not technically asur, it's just less effective. And if it's a choice whether you're going to say Slichot altogether or not, so he said, okay, better. If you're not able to do it at Chatzot, at least do it at 10 o'clock. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's approach. However, Rav Avadya is going to come down very, very strongly against this, based on the Kabbalah. Based on the Kabbalah that says that once you've hit sunset until Chatzot is the time of din, the time of strict law from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not a time to be asking Hashem for rachamim. In fact, Rav Avadya quotes from a slew of great mekubalim, quotes from the Zohar, quotes from the Ari, quotes from Maran Achida, and they all come down saying this point, that it's not right, not a good idea, you should not be saying Selichot in this time, not before Chatzot. Not a good idea to say it at 10 o'clock at night. Bad idea to be saying it at that time. He quotes from one of the Chachmei Kabbalah that anyone who knows anything about Kabbalah, to be saying the Yud Gimel Midot, to ask Rachamim at a time of Din, is just Kitzetz Min Tiyot. It's like it's so fundamentally wrong from a basic Kabbalistic point of view. We know this. We know familiar. We give Tzedakah at Shacharit in Mincha, not at Arvit. Arvit already is the time for din, for tzedakah's time, rachamim, shacharit, mincha, not arvit, not already, not the proper time for rachamim. Now you'll tell me, but what about Kippur? Kippur was saying Selichot. Well, look, Kippur is a different story, and that is the one day the Gemara says is Zatan has no right to do his work, to be critical. And it's a day of total rachamim. It's a day in which, it's a time in which night becomes like day. And it's perhaps that's one of the reasons why the men wear talit at night on Kippur, because it's like night. Because it's like day. It's like day. You never say slichot and before Chatzot, but you do on Kippur. You do on Kippur because that is a more that's a day for rachamim. This is the day for rachamim, and you could even do it for chatzot one night a year. Other than that, it is a minag ra'mar. It is bitter it is bad. The Mishnah Berurah writes the same thing. No slichot before Chatzot. Now, it's interesting. Rav Soloveitchik agreed with Rav Moshe Feinstein. I saw myself, Rav Soloveitchik, say slichot when he was quite old and quite frail, and he said slichot at 10 o'clock. But I will tell you, I told this to Rabbi Willig, and he said that's not what Rabbi Soloveitchik said when he was younger. He was very much against making slichot before 12 o'clock. Now, most interestingly is that Rav Avadya develops an approach, he doesn't develop, he quotes from an approach that says, well, maybe there is some way to permit saying slichot at 10 o'clock, because he said, look, at 10 o'clock in the United States, it's already after Chatzot in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it's not a time for din. Since in Eretz Yisrael, it's already after Chatzot. After Chatzot is ready, is when Rachamim begins. Why? By David HaMelech says, Chatzot Laila Kum Lo Odot Lach. I will come to start a Chatzot Laila. I come to praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since by Israeli time, it says, Chatzot, it's the United States, you can begin at 10 o'clock. But Rav Avadya is a very interesting approach. Rav Avadya doesn't really work with that. In fact, in Hilchot Yosef, he never mentions any svara like that. That is discarded and disregarded. So that's really not a viable approach. Now, interesting is that what is considered to be better, what we do with starting 5 or to start right after Chatzot? Here, we're on the Tshuva, I'm quoting from Yechavadat, Chelek Aleph, Siman Memva, doesn't seem to make a preference, but however, in the Yakut Yosef, he says that really it is better to say it at Chatzot, but it's more practical for us to say it at 5 o'clock, because we say it at 5 o'clock. Now, here's an interesting point, that it is better to do it when we do it normally, in normal circumstances, at 5 o'clock in the morning. But here's an option that Rav Avadya says. He said you could say it before Mincha. Say before Mincha. Mincha is still time for Rachamim. What's the best proof? Because we say the Yigil Midyot Rachamim. We say the Vidui. We say it Shachari. We say it Mincha. We don't say it Arvik. It's time of Din. We say it Mincha. So Mincha is still a time of Midyot Rachamim. Now, is it better to do it at Shachari? Yeah, it's better to do it at Shachari. But if you need to do it Mincha, Rav Avadya allows you to do it Mincha. And he says, he writes here at the end here, he's seen Yerei Shemayim, who really observe the Torah in Chodesh Shavuot, they say slichot before Mincha. He says, I've seen it being done. And so he says, it's not as good as Shacharit, but if it needs to be done, it can be done, and he's seen it done. Very, very important. Now, he notes that he was asked by one of the Chashuv Rabbanim in Yerushalayim at the time, Rav Shlomo Nahar, who asked Rav Avadya, how in the world could that be allowed? If you can entirely do slichot before mincha, you have tadir sheino tadir kodem. Now, which comes more often? Should come first, mincha before slichot. Should be the same question as mincha before musaf. Right? If you realize in the afternoon, I forgot to pray musaf, and when it's already time for mincha, you should be doing mincha before musaf because of our rule, tadir sheino kodem. The more often the mitzvah is done, the first thing should be done. So you should say mincha should be before slichot. He means slichot before mincha. So Rav Avadya answers very interestingly. He points out, when do we say the rule of Tadir Sheino Tadir applies? When you have two mitzvot, there are chiyuvim and obligations, like mincha and musaf. However, when it comes to slichot, which is a minhag, and mincha, which is a chiyuv, no, we don't compare. They are like comparing apples and oranges, and not together, and you can do slichot before mincha. The rule only applies to mitzvot that are on par with each other. It may not even apply to a deraita rabbanan. That it does apply because midoraita was lefal the dinei rabbanan. But nonetheless, we do not apply the rule tadir shino tadir kodem when you're dealing with that which is a minhag and versus an actual din. And slichot is important. They are actually a minhag. Very, very important. Very, very important discussion. And we may actually implement that. We'll see. We have the discussion. We may not be able to do the 5 o'clock slichot, certainly outside the problem. To do it sometime, maybe 45 minutes before mincha, that's an option. But at least, at the very least, we open the discussion And we summarize a very interesting tshuva in Shela of Rav Avadja, Shela Tshuva Yechavadah, Chelak Av Siman Mem Vav. Wishing everybody a great week with brachot and briyot.